by this board.
Sorry, I just realized. Go ahead.
Okay. This was a project previously approved by this board in, I think, two different grants. And so this is just the kind of the additional funding to finish the home.
Great.
Motion.
We have a motion by Commissioner Gray Eyes to accept as submitted. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
We have a second by Commissioner Mary Boy. Any discussion? Pam, will you roll call vote for me, please?
I will. Herman Farley?
In favor.
Commissioner Gray Eyes?
In favor.
Commissioner Mary Boy?
In favor.
President Jones?
In favor.
And Chairman Heaton?
Yes.
All votes in the affirmative.
Thank you, Pam. Mm-hmm. Next item is 5C from Red Mesa, a new home construction for Laquina Martin family, approximately $25,680. Would you like to be? I couldn't even buy a sheet of a stack of plywood for that price. I don't know. So we're getting a lot of bang for our dollar out of that one. Paul, anything, everything in order on this project?
Yeah, the application's in order. There's also $60,000 from Navajo Trust Fund as part of this project.
Thank you, Tony.
So that will help.
Anyone from Red Mesa that would like to speak to the project?
Yeah, this is Herman. This is Herman. Just want to ask for your support and approval of the of these projects. We have a couple of them. One new home for the Queen of Martin, and her existing home. They live in the family lives in the old but dilapidated home, the house, and it was at one time infested with rodents and all that, and then at one another time, the family of a skunk family moved in, and they had a hard time trying to get them relocated, but it did happen. And so that's the type of home they live in that was built way back in perhaps maybe in the 50s, late 50s. So I appreciate your help, board members, for support, for your approval on this existing home that they live in now. That home is going to be demolished. And then the new home is going to replace right there. So just want to give a little update on it. Thank you very much.
Motion, sir.
Thank you, Commissioner Mary Boy, for the motion. Commissioner Gray Eyes for the second. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, Pam, will you roll call vote, please?
Could you please clarify the motion if it's for both?
It's just for 5C, the Laquina Martin family.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir, Mr. Maryboy.
I made a motion as the projects were being read into the record by the president of Red Mesa Chapter. So therefore, I acknowledge all the projects under that motion.
So for both projects, then, I apologize my misunderstanding, Commissioner. Is that in agreement with the second, Commissioner Gray Eyes?
Yes, sir.
Great, then. So for both projects, Pam, any discussion? Go ahead and roll call vote, Pam.
Herman Farley?
Aye.
Commissioner Mary Boy?
Aye.
Commissioner Gray Eyes?
Aye.
Wesley Jones?
Yes.
And Chairman Heaton?
Yes.
All votes in the affirmative.
Thank you. That concludes the items on our agenda. Paul, I see you have our next meeting scheduled for a Tuesday, October 19th at 1:30 in person in Blanding at the Trust Fund offices. Thank you, Tony, for offering up your space. Does that appear to work for each of the board members?
Peace.
Go ahead, Mr. Farley.
Yeah, this is Herman. I just want to say thank you for the motion parties, our honorable commissioners, and then the board members. Approving these two projects for under Red Mesa and with the others as well. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir, Commissioner Maribor.
Thank you very much for the invite. Of course, being a part of this, part of the commission, I don't think the commissioners have any problem being visible at the meeting, but some of us, we're still trying to still move on the guidelines of CDC. As far as the CDC is concerned, there's no open meetings. So therefore, I'll be calling in and to make matters hard, I have my grandkids with me. So according to CDC, the variant that's out there is very, very keen to younger kids. So for that, I have not been being visible at the commission meeting, and I probably will not be at this meeting as well. I'll be calling in.
And we certainly respect that, Commissioner, and appreciate you sharing those concerns. October seems far away, but it's not as far away as it seems, I realize. So we will certainly evaluate the situation as we get closer to that. And at this point, our office is making the majority of our meetings available as what we call a hybrid. So there will be an in-person option, but also a Zoom option. So you can call in and participate fully that way for those who are not comfortable or who are unable to participate. So again, appreciate that, Commissioner.
Thank you.
Anything else from the board, Commissioner? Oh. Sounds like the grandkids now. Okay, we have a motion to adjourn. I hear that's non-contestable and undebatable, so we will adjourn this meeting at 2:11 and look forward to hearing from you all or seeing you all on October 19th. Thank you all. Take care. Be safe.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. This is Katera Martinez.